It's a continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas. AP defeats Key 69-58. And coach, you guys kind of pulled away a little bit there toward the end of the first half, and then Key able to close the gap a little bit, but a big moment when you guys get four free throws from a rare double technical. Hardly ever see that, right? But it seemed like that was a kind of a point where you guys were able to kind of stretch the advantage. But again, it's kind of a grinder of a win here against kind of a scrappy opponent here tonight.
Yeah, Key with a ton of size, and we knew that going in, and we knew they didn't want to, you know, get up and down and play fast. And you know, we didn't their size gave us some problems just rebounding and on that end. And you know, we got some shots. Maybe their size effect, we didn't shoot it as well. I know we didn't shoot it very well from three. We only had two threes at halftime. It was good for us. You know, we built our lead when they went to a triangle and two. And you know, they triangled Tyler and Benny, and our other guys, we had really good movement, got some good shots against that. So it was good to see that. Hopefully it gives our guys some confidence to get that. And, you know, on a back-to-back, it's always good if you can get a win. Not our prettiest, but the bottom line is we got done what we needed to.
Yeah, certainly. When it comes to game planning for these guys, again, you had that game with Columbus last night. But, again, you know, you look at size across the board, that number 23, Jordan Cota. Yeah. I mean, 6'5", he's that darling guy, 6'6". Yeah. I mean, it's not too often that you're going to be facing teams that have that much height and size, you know.
No, they were unskilled. You know, 23 is just good all-around player. Uh-huh. For them, and we knew that it was good. I thought at times we really blocked out well. Sometimes you just can't overcome 3-4 inches. But it'll be good. We'll watch the tape and learn from it. And, you know, Hudson coming up on Tuesday, and I anticipate getting junk defense against them, so it was good to see something prior to Tuesday.
All right, a couple players to shout out, not even necessarily just for tonight, but I noticed Devin Palmer had a great night against Columbus last night with 13 points. That was a career high. Caleb Campbell comes up with some clutch plays here in this one. Got a big bucket down the stretch in an and one. I want to give you a chance to shout out some of those players here for their contributions here tonight.
Yeah, Evan played really good, you know, last night at the game at home, and gave us a spark and a lift. And, you know, Caleb's been solid. And, you know, tonight, you know, hopefully we'll get good news. Mason Ritter going down early. That also hurt us inside because his physical presence. And, you know, he's been playing so well for us. So for us to lose him, that changes a lot of what we do offensively. So adjustment game was good with that. And, you know, Benny got a lot of shots. And, you know, Sully Jansen, probably the unsung, he's not going to be in the box score, but the job he did defensively tonight I thought was really, really good, especially the second half. We switched and put him on 23 for them the second half, and he did a great job defending him.
Yeah, and when you lose a guy like Mason Ritter from the lineup, the ability to just adjust on the fly like you did, and there really wasn't that much of a let-up or a drop-off, right? What did you think of that aspect?
Yeah, Gam Bernard did a great job. He always plays hard, gives you great energy, just not quite as big. But, you know, he had a couple nice drives for layups. He got us a couple layups. He is able to, you know, with his quickness, he's able to drive the basketball well. So, for us, just proud of our guys to come in, find a way to get the win, and to find different ways to do it than what we usually do.
You bet. And then a couple rematches here next week, Hudson and Dyke New Hartford, first at home, then on the road. Just two games next week, a little more practice time, right?
Yeah, which will be good just to get kind of in that rhythm. And, you know, Hudson, obviously, beat them handily at home. We got to make sure we don't take them lightly. They just got a nice win against Columbus and just beat Ackley. So they've won two of their last three, and I'm sure they want to redeem themselves for the game at Hudson. So we got to be there and can't look ahead. And then obviously going to D&H with rivalry, Costello back, that's going to be an extremely tough one. But we'll worry about Friday when we get through Tuesday.
All right. Any final thoughts before we get back on the road here?
No, I just appreciate your coverage, J-Mo. And for those listening at home, that tuned in, and I'm sure they got to listen to a great call, and thank the people who drove up here. Hope they get home safe.
You bet. That's AP coach Aaron Thomas, a 69-58 victory over Key here at the Upper Iowa Shootout.